KRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. Virginians have been hit with some of the highest fuel cost increases in the nation because of the war on Iran. The General Assembly may return to Richmond soon for a special session to consider the massive Dominion merger. And we check on one very rare plant in the New River Valley. So rare, only five were counted last year. It lives on one single mountainside. This is the WMRA Daily for Thursday, July 23rd. Virginia households have paid, on average, $573 more for gas. Since President Trump launched his war on Iran in late February, the Virginia Mercury reports, that's according to a recent congressional report, and it places Virginians among the citizens who have experienced the highest fuel cost jump in the nation. According to the report, Virginians have paid $1.8 billion more for gas since February. According to AAA, the average price of regular gasoline in the U.S. had climbed back above $4 per gallon as of July 21st. That's about 13 cents higher than a week earlier and significantly higher than at the same time last year. Prices are a little lower in our region, ranging from around $3.85 to $3.99 for a gallon of regular gas. That's according to the tracking site GasBuddy. That's an increase of about a dollar since February. The General Assembly may return to Richmond in the next few weeks for a special session to consider a merger between Dominion Energy and a Florida company, Radio IQ's Michael Pope reports.
The proposed merger between Dominion Energy and Florida-based NextEra Energy could create the largest regulated power utility in the United States, serving 10 million customers from Florida and South Carolina to North Carolina and Virginia. That's why Senator David Söderlein of Roanoke says it's time to hit the pause button.
Virginia has the shortest shot clock in this. North Carolina, South Carolina, and federal regulators all have longer times to review. And the decision rests with the State Corporation Commission, but we have great concerns about a rushed review.
He says members of the General Assembly should return to Richmond to extend the deadline for state regulators to make a decision on the merger. Delegate Joe McNamara is a Republican from Roanoke who says there's no downside for delay.
Virginia has more Dominion Energy customers, ratepayers, if you will, than either North or South Carolina. By being the first to act, we are certainly reducing our leverage if there is additional leverage to be had from the out-of-state utility company for our ratepayers.
In a written statement, a spokesman for the governor says she's considering all the options, including a special session to make sure state regulators have all the time they need. If she decides against calling a special session, leaders in the General Assembly might just call themselves into session. I'm Michael Pope.
Okay, think of the average age of a college student. You might think 19 or 20. But a new report suggests there are more adult learners with some college, but no degree, than high school grads. And the Commonwealth could be doing more to get them back into college and into the workforce. Radio IQ's Brad Kuttner reports.
There's a lot of reasons someone drops out of college, but Scott Lomas with Re-Up Education has an idea.
The data tell us a lot of things that boil down to life got in the way.
But a majority of these some college, no degree former students, 80% according to Lomas, are eligible to re-enroll and have aged out of dependency on their parents, which means they can qualify for more tuition assistance. Lomas said there are about 1 million such could-be students in Virginia. And in a new report from Re-Up, Virginia scores well, but it's losing ground to out-of-state online programs.
Virginia has the programs online and on-ground to serve that population, but they're being outmarketed and outserved by out-of-state institutions.
Sabina Moretz is with the Council of Independent Colleges in Virginia. She said the Commonwealth's private college system serves about 42,000 students who didn't start until after they turned 25, about twice the number served by the state's public college system. She said Liberty University makes up about half that number, and with a marketing budget in the tens of millions, that might be why. She also said convenient local access makes a difference.
They are less intimidated by this nice local institution that they pass every day on their way to work.
Another avenue for success, Virginia's community colleges. David Doré is chancellor of the state-backed system. He said they have a number of programs that allow for rapid credentialing, but there's room for improvement.
It's not just sort of what I would call that high ticket marketing, right? Is I think our colleges, you know, are really trying to work more cohesively with their community partners.
In Richmond, I'm Brad Kuttner.
Northern Virginia has among the highest concentrations of data centers anywhere in the world, but citizen pushback could be changing the business climate there. Resident-led lawsuits have stalled the so-called Digital Gateway campus. That's a 2,100-acre project near Manassas National Battlefield Park. Earlier this month, the last remaining developer on the project walked away for good. News of the United States reporter Zara Norman says a lot of the companies are still set on Virginia, but
as they think about expanding, the executive we spoke to was talking about Europe or maybe, you know, going to other states. So yeah, the resident backlash is contributing to those conversations.
Virginia lawmakers are also responding to local concerns. The General Assembly passed the Commonwealth's first tax on data center energy use this year. Well, finally today, Virginia's rarest plant, it's called the Peters Mountain Mallow, only lives on one mountainside in the world, in the New River Valley, along the West Virginia line. Last year, scientists counted just 5 plants that are still alive. And the ongoing drought means protecting it from extinction is getting tougher. Radio IQ's Roxy Todd reports.
On a sultry summer day, I join 3 scientists as we hike up Peters Mountain in Giles County. We climb through sassafras and blackberry bushes and their thorns. Within 15 minutes, we're all sweating.
So we are, a few hundred feet above the New River, climbing up the side of Peters Mountain. And we're about a third of the way up the climb.
Leighton Reed is an associate professor of ecological restoration at Virginia Tech. A half hour later, we reach the top. Here, trees thin out and there's more sunlight, exactly what Peters Mountain Mallow needs to thrive.
So it's got kind of maple-y looking leaves. They're a little bit fuzzy. It's got kind of a fuzzy stem.
Reed is crouching in front of a small green plant, one of only a handful that exists on the planet.
This species was discovered by a couple of botanists from West Virginia University almost 100 years ago, and this is the only place that anyone's ever found it.
Peters Mountain Mallow can grow to be several feet tall, with light pink flowers that look a bit like hibiscus. But today, all the plants are small, and only one has any sign of a flower, and it's small and shriveled. There's still a lot scientists don't know about what helps these plants thrive. They do know fire helps their seeds germinate. Fire also helps clear the forest of debris to allow more light to shine on the mallows.
If we could provide more sunlight for the species, if we could burn this habitat and allow some of the seeds to germinate, there are probably seeds that are underneath of the leaf litter that could cause the species to rebound again.
The Nature Conservancy in Virginia owns this property, and they began prescribed burns here in the 1990s. The Nature Conservancy's land manager, Sam Truslow, says the last burn was in 2017.
For the past few years, we have had plans each spring to conduct another burn. And this year specifically, you know, the prolonged drought conditions have made that not possible.
It's amazing these plants survived this long, but they almost didn't. In the 1980s, the Peters Mountain Mallow was placed on the federal list of endangered species, and the population dropped to just 3 plants. But after prescribed burns, the population usually rebounds quickly. Ryan Clough with the Virginia Natural Heritage Program was at the most recent burn 9 years ago.
Peters Mountain Mallow is simply one of, if not the rarest plant in the state. And so protecting and ultimately seeing that species restored through this collaborative effort with agencies, university, NGO, is just, you know, mission central.
And there is good news. In addition to the 5 plants they identified last year, Clough spots a small, healthy mallow. Reed says it's a good sign the plant is holding on for now.
6 individuals, which is one more than we found last year. Whether that one was here last year or we missed it, or whether it's a new one is hard to say.
They tag and record the new plant, named 006, and then enclose it with a small fence. After they've logged all the plants, the scientists tidy up their enclosures and nearby areas. Just as a gardener would, they thin some of the competing plants and pull invasives like garlic mustard to give Peters Mountain Mallow a fighting chance. Reed and his students are hoping to begin a new phase of the restoration project to collect seeds and try to germinate them in Blacksburg. Eventually, scientists may even try to grow them in new locations to help give the plant more chances to survive.
Because what could be more inspiring than studying the restoration of a globally rare species that occurs only 30 minutes away from the Virginia Tech campus. It's just a great opportunity to be part of global biodiversity conservation in our own backyard.
They're still waiting to learn if they'll be funded for this next part of their work. Either way, Reed hopes conditions improve for a prescribed burn soon, because without that, Virginia's most rare plant has little chance of making a comeback. In Giles County, I'm Roxy Todd.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy your Thursday. Thank you.